The best of Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.
And Reverend Sona is in the studio this morning. Good morning, Sona. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thanks. And you?
Excellent, thank you. It's, you know, spring is in the air.
It's beautiful. You and I have waited a long time for spring.
We have. And it is beautiful out there. As I was driving in this morning, I could see the sun coming up over the east. And I thought, oh, it is. It's stunning. It really is. It's just, you feel good, right? You bounce about a bit more.
Absolutely.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, we're talking about the journey of the soul, because I promised that 2 weeks ago before I got ill. And as you can hear, I'm still a little nasally because Lloyd and I got the flu. Very interestingly, we got it from someone who had come from Portugal. So I traveled in a body from Portugal to the Pilansburg to Lloyd and I to Johannesburg.
Wow, right.
And I think as I lay there in bed, which is something I never do, stay in bed, I was thinking about the journey of this virus and thinking that we understand more about its journey and the way it affects us, impacts us, than we do about our souls. So our soul also has a journey and lives on earth in a vessel, our bodies. And I was very impressed with you, Parky, the other day when we were offered hamburgers and you said, no, your body is a temple. Very, very impressed with your spirituality. But as an aside, I actually believe that children are far more in touch with their souls than us as adults.
Yes.
Because we get conditioned not to focus on it. We get told it's not right. We get told we can't do this and can't do that and can't say this and can't say that. Mm. And we stop seeing what we should be able to see. But hopefully as we grow, so does our soul. It evolves, wakes up on this earthly journey. And I know there are people who are going to argue and say there is no soul, but I would say that as I'm someone who spent time with a lot of people as they pass from this life to the next, there is definitely a soul. And even Steve Jobs, towards the end of his life, wrote something, and it's called The Billionaire's Reflection. And these are the words that are attributed to him. So even he realized there's more to this life, or at least that we shouldn't just be focusing on money.
Yes.
He said, I reached the pinnacle of success in the business world. In many people's eyes, my life was the ultimate triumph. But beyond work, there was very little true joy. Now, lying in a hospital bed, looking back at my life, I see it differently. All the recognition and wealth I once took such pride in pale and fade in the face of death. You can hire someone to drive your car or manage your finances, but you can't hire someone to bear your illness for you or to die in your place.
Sure.
Material things can be lost. Material things that are lost can be found again. But there's one thing, if lost, that's gone forever, and that's life. And I disagree with that because I think life continues. But he said, no matter where you are on your journey, a day is going to come when that curtain falls. So love your family, cherish your partner, your children, your friends, take care of them, appreciate them. With age comes clarity. I'm going to stop there because he talks about material things can be lost and found again. I've had that experience recently with a cross that was lost and it came back to me in a very unusual way. And he talks about life. He thinks that life ends when you die. And I understand what he's saying. Your physical life ends, but obviously we believe that life continues. And as I said, when you're with people who pass from this life to the next, there's no doubt in my mind that life continues. But I think what I'm trying to stress is it's important for us to focus at least some attention on the journey of the soul. The soul for me is that part that is always observing. When I say I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling happy, I'm well, who is that I am? For me, that's your soul. And when we look at life, most mystics, theologians, psychologists, even Carl Jung, but people like Richard Rohr, Henri Nouwen, all talk about the two halves of life.
Yes.
And that for me is the growth. Not all move into the second half. They all say that. But most of us would when something happens, triggers it. And we move into that second half of life. And then we go deeper. In summary, I think the first half of life is about the ego, learning how to protect yourself, how to fit, how to survive. You build walls, wear masks, follow rules to feel safe, to be accepted, trying to find your place in the world. It's really about your ego, the small I am. And that's why I say children, when they're first born, don't have that. But as time passes, something deeper begins to move, and it's we shed what no longer aligns with us. We become who we truly are. We work out, it's awakening, if you like, to what life is truly about, finding out who you are, who fills this vessel. And I think we need to awaken to the fact that there is light within us, love and divine power already within us. And when we realize that, we start to live more freely and more powerfully. So I just want to say have a wonderful day and perhaps spend a little time focusing on moving a bit deeper today.
Strong words and a really good message. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I know you'll be back with us next week, but you'll also be on air on Sunday between 6 and 5:30 and, of course, on our socials from, literally the next 10 minutes from now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Have a lovely day. And it's
you
now.
Too.
Thank you.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Erling. The freedom of the African sky.